shamelessly pandering to our target demographic. This is The Rick Emerson Show.
Dreamweaver part goes that I should think of this. The Rick Emerson Show live from Portland. The magical sounds of Kevin Blechdom. I like it. It makes
it's so intense right here.
Well, and you think it's going somewhere really interesting there for a second, and then just right back into the hook. Okay, it's 503-535-9100 or 1-877-535-9100. Rick, we all know you're a geek, but we weren't sure you were gay until that B.B. Newirth hot man comment. Yeah, that did come out.
It really did.
Perhaps.
She looks like a hot man.
It's not what I said.
Yes, it is. Just think she was once a hot man?
All I'm saying is she's got kind of the husky voice, and she's got a certain aggression. Like she, like if you didn't please her just right, she might beat you savagely, which is sort of hot. How did you find a woman to marry? Oh, wait, I bet she only loves you like a friend, Andy. P.S. F-Matt with a formerly hot man.
This F-Matt is brought to you by Barfly Magazine.
All right.
So can we get to it? I want to hear this.
All right, we'll do that in a second. First, I do have to address a couple of these emails that came in because raise your hand if you were listening to this station about 2 o'clock yesterday. Okay. What is everybody's new favorite segment in the afternoon?
Oh, Dead Air.
Yeah, the Dead Air Show. Rick, I thought you might find this amusing, says the email. Sounds like there's a new show on, Max 910. I haven't exactly figured out what days it's on yet, but it comes on right around 2 o'clock. It's called the Dead Air During Don and Mike Show. As if cutting him off an hour early isn't bad enough, now Max 910 has put a really boring show right in the middle of Don and Mike, where there's just nothing but dead air for 10 minutes. A slight programming change would be much appreciated. Thank you for letting me cry on your shoulder. How about this? Congrats to Max 910 for bringing his listeners another uninterrupted 10 minutes and counting block of absolutely nothing. Max 910 bringing you the biggest hits from Hollywood's silent era. Kudos. Still listening anyway. And then he says, turn it up. No, seriously, turn it up. I can't hear anything. Rick, once again, there was 11 minutes of dead air around 2 p.m. Why don't the big brains and management hire a goddamn board op for Don and Mike?
No. Don't worry. It saves them a lot of money.
I'm sure the advertisers
care
that.
Oh, yeah. Somebody's paying for that, huh?
Well, somebody's going to be. The only reason I bring it up is because, I don't know, I think it's a recent problem that started. I don't know what it is. Some glitch in the automation or whatever. But I was driving around. What the hell was I even doing? I was going to get lunch or something. But I'm in the car. And, you know, I'm a Don and Mike fan. And I'm like most listeners, you know, it's like, go to bra. I don't flip around during the commercial breaks. I'm not saying that to be a suck up. It's just like, what, really, when I flip around, what am I going to listen to during the, tune over and, the liberal media. I mean, it's just, what am I possibly going to listen to during that? I mean, I just keep it here. So I'm listening during the commercial break, and I always enjoy when Don and Mike come back from the break. I'm not, you know, whatever, listen or don't. I'm not going to gun that whole thing again. But I like it when they come back because they do that thing of using the drop from a film. Every time they come back from a break, they use a drop, you know, a drop in from a film. And then they go right into their, you know, like a freshly toasted biscuit. Don and Mike, you know, just something to make any sense. So the commercial ends. I hear the little, the liner, you know, this station sucks. Turn it up. Max 910. And then there's just that second of dead air. And that 1 second becomes two. becomes five, and then I know. Then I know. It's like after 5 or 10 seconds, you realize that it's not just that a commercial maybe had a little bit of dead air at the end that they didn't trim off. You realize that maybe it's not just that Don and Mike are a couple seconds late playing their rejoin music. You realize the station's just off the air and that there's no one in the room to notice it. And so I'm looking at it. I'm driving around and I'm kind of on the highway and I can't really do anything. And then 1 minute becomes two, becomes four. And finally, I'm just like, screw it. And I always carry my cell phone with me every day except for yesterday. No cell phone. And you don't realize how few payphones there are left in this country until you don't have a cell phone with you and you need to find a payphone. So I drove around for like 9 or 10 minutes trying to find a payphone. I finally just stopped at a restaurant. And I walked into a restaurant yesterday afternoon around 2 o'clock. And I said, hi, I'm not here to buy anything. Can I use your phone? And the guy said, what do you need phone for? Some Asian guys. What do you need phone for? And I said, I got to call work. It's kind of an emergency. And he goes, you give me a number. I dial. And I'm like, all right. So I gave him the number, and I called the front desk here at Intercom, and apparently they were all aware of it, but there was no one in the building that knew how to fix it. So poor Carl, our IT guy, came in, and I guess he was finally able to get it working again. So we want to thank Carl for that, but there are no payphones left in this city or this state. They're all gone. Cell phones have just depleted this entire place of payphones. Anyway, so that's be listening for that. Be listening for the Dead Air show today. Apparently at 2 o'clock. It's very exciting. What should we play first, the Xbox things or the voicemail things?
What?
What should we play first, the Xbox things or the voicemail things?
Oh,
Kyle, you've heard them both. What's funnier?
The Xbox funnier?
They're both pretty funny. The Xbox one, that's probably the funniest
okay,
one.
Okay, well, let's start with the voicemail then. Okay. We'll build to the Xbox. All right, so we got a couple things to play. So, first up, I don't know, and I've bleeped out the pertinent information, like the phone number and stuff here. But I don't know who this is from, but these were just on my voicemail. And I'm not talking like a generalized voicemail, like the main number when you call the desk after 5 o'clock or something. I mean, all of us here, Sarah, Matt, myself, we all have a direct dial number to our desk, which is not like a private number. It's not like it's hidden. But we don't really go out of our way to give it out because it's, you know, because then you just get a nutcase and is a lunatic's calling you. But somehow, this is a person that just stumbled onto the direct dial number to my desk and just started leaving me a whole series of voicemail messages. Now, keep in mind, the voicemail greeting on my phone says, like, hi, this is Rick. Leave a message. And then there's a little tag at the end that says, hey, by the way, just so you know, anything you leave here is sort of public domain. I mean, the plaintiff. So this is clearly a person who either knew or was too drunk to realize where he was leaving these messages. He left me 5 of these. He started off stone cold sober, but those aren't interesting at all. But as you listen to the messages, you hear him get drunker and drunker. And he left me these messages over about a 6-hour period a couple days ago. So let's go ahead and I think there's 2 of them, right? Well, let's play the first one. This was on, go ahead and roll that. It was on my voicemail. This is just me. It's what I found on my voicemail box.
Thank you for calling Intercom.
Hello.
Rick Emerson.
Please enter your passcode. You have 5 new messages.
And they're all from this one guy.
Total number of messages is 5.
Now, see if you understand what he's talking about.
Press 7 to play your March 8, 5:08 a.m. from phone number 79000.
True story, you know it. I used the system and followed me with it, with right behind me. You're waiting for the proof, and yet I will show you the proof.
No idea.
But I want you to tell you, Jason, like at Yahoo, I want you to write this email. I want you to write an email to swanson.gmail. No, not it. Swanson from outside the system. Dear Jason, I was there when we all met. I heard through my headphones what you said. I heard what the Jason across from you, right next to me, said. You know what? This guy's an idiot.
And the guy, this Jason right next to me says, what are you talking about? Are you serious? He's sitting right next to me. It actually happened. And I said to Jason across from me, hey, you want to play a game? Let's play nuclear chess. Let's see how far we can make it. Let's see how hard we can make it. Let's make our way to the top. So now I say, type my name now. Let's see who made it to the top. You know it's true. Now, let me make a sound through a beer can. PBR bootcamp.
To play the message again, press...
All right, is that that first one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's... So, again, he left me like five of them.
Oh, I want to hear the second one.
And so here's the second one where I believe he's even drunker.
Total number of messages is 5. To play your voicemail messages, press 7. To play your... March 8th, 5:08 a.m.
Here's me blowing into a can.
You got it to whistle, that's impressive.
Let's play that one again. That was fantastic. The best part is how he gets into this weird exorcist scream and then it just ends.
To play your voicemail message,
sounds like he's
press
maybe
puking. To play your
or something.
March 8, oh, 5, no. 08 a.m.
Here's me blowing into a can.
Come on,
that's a little unnerving, though.
The best part of that call is...
I love how this file is called Phone Freak, too.
Yes. Well, I mean, the best part is actually on the is the first one where he says, "I heard you talking to me through my headphones," which is what they always say before they whip out the gun. "Just quit sending me secret messages," you know, and then they all, you know, "Are you Barry Champagne?" And then you get capped in the parking lot. It's like that guy that used to show up because of KWJJ. It's a guy that used to stand in the hallway. This is a long time ago at the other building, when it was Fisher. A guy used to show up in the lobby, and he used to say, "I want KWJJ to quit sending messages to me over the radio."
I remember that guy.
Totally. And every radio station eventually gets that guy. Every city I've ever worked in, every station eventually gets some guy who thinks that we're sending him secret messages. And it's... And the woman, and Liz, who was the girl who worked at the front desk at that time, said, "Well, sir, what are you talking about?" "Well, I know that they're playing songs just to me and for me." And she said, How do you know that, sir?" And he said, "Because when I'm at home alone listening to the radio and I sing along, my voice comes right back out of the speakers, and I know they're doing that." And then he just kind of gives you the big toothless smile. And those are always the guys, they've got like a Bowie knife in their back pocket that they're getting ready to take out. So anyway, I had like 5 messages from that guy. All equally hilarious.
Is that the last one?
Yeah, well, that was the best. That was really the cream of the crop right there. All right, should we do the Xbox thing?
We might as well. We're going to come back with Jolie.
So we will either... Well, here's what's coming up. Because Jolie is on her way. Actually, she's on her way here now. So here's what's coming up. We've got Jolie with How Chicks Think. And today, it's a follow-up to yesterday. And the question is, what is the perfect date for someone who is a Max listener, if it's either a guy or a girl, what is the perfect date to take them on? Scott Daly is going to be on to review a few films. He's got a review of Robots today and something else. Robots and some other crap. We've got some stuff to give away as well. And we have a top 5 that we've been putting off for some time, but I was talking to Sarah about it today, and we decided, screw it, might as well go with it. As Jimmy Rabbit says, Joey, we can't put off this thing forever. So today we'll do top 5 most depressing songs ever recorded. Top 5 most depressing songs ever recorded. This is some stuff that I got the other day. This is from Xbox Live.
I am so excited to hear this.
Now, this has become a thing that we talk about all the time because, you know what it is? It's like a roach motel where the one roach goes in, he realizes he's stuck. And what does he do? Does he warn all of his roach friends? No, no, no. What is it? Come on in! Oh, it tastes like maple. You know, and then suddenly there's a million roaches in there. So it is with me. So I'm on the Xbox Live. What am I trying to do? Talking Kyle into it. Now Kyle's addicted. Kyle gets up now at 4 in the morning because he's here to do the iMission, the sports notes. What do you do when you go home at night, though?
Play Xbox Live.
Play the Xbox Live.
It's either that or sleep, but Xbox has a lot better.
Sleep isn't in. Sleep doesn't have digital sound effects, though. So I go home and I plug in the Halo 2, and I'm sitting there getting smoked by some guy last night named Silly Sausage.
Oh, my God.
Silly Sausage, like 69 or something. It's 666 or some number. This is a little bit of dialogue from last night's Halo 2 session on Xbox Live. Now, here's for those who are not familiar, here's what you're going to hear. You'll hear the final 5 or 6 seconds of the gun battle. What it basically is just 8 of us in a big arena with guns.
No, it's all of you sitting at home by yourselves.
Okay, I'm talking about, there's no need to be cruel. I'm talking about theater of the mind now. Virtually speaking, just like 8 of us in a big sand pit with guns, battling it out.
Just in camo, patting each other on the ass, saying, good shot, sport.
So you'll hear the battle end, and it's like a time limit thing. And there's 2 ways for the match to end. It can either end at 10 minutes, and then whoever's the highest score wins, or the first person to get to 25 kills, which I think is what happens here, which is why everybody else is so pissed off. And so you'll hear the big god voice of the game go, game over! And then what it does is it takes you to like a scoreboard where it shows you the final stats from the match and everybody can kind of talk among themselves. So, Kyle, go ahead and play. This is the first. This is the game last night followed by the after chat.
Oh.
Faggot. My sword.
Yeah, he's taunting another guy because he's captured the energy sword.
Dang it, you freaking faggot, I almost had you. Considering you had the sword the whole time,
I'm the best.
Who's the best?
You guys fucking suck.
You suck.
You suck, dude.
You suck. 18 kills?
I'm way better than you.
That guy had the sword the whole time, and he got 25, and we were almost right there on his ass. That sucks.
I got the most medals. I'm the best.
You did it.
I got the most medals.
No, you didn't. You got 13, the other got 18.
I got the most medals, dude. Look at it.
Dude, that guy didn't kill me one time with that sword.
How great is that? The best part is the back and forth of you suck. You suck!
I had the most medals. No, I have 15.
Let's play that one more time.
This is your peer group, Rick. You realize that, right?
Well, Kyle really nailed it, actually, because Kyle plays the baseball?
Yeah.
And you're there, and it's just because it's a video game, the age group tends to vary, but depending on when you're on, especially if it's earlier in the day, there's a lot of younger kids, and you really just feel like Michael Jackson at a certain point, like you're sitting there playing with a group of 10-year-olds. I felt kind of bad about it, actually, after yesterday, until this morning when we were in the hallway before the show, and there was another very... a very well-known DJ in this building.
Who's listening right now because he wanted to hear it.
and who, in all fairness, I mean, it's not as a knock. I'm just saying he's older than both Kyle and I. So I know that this doesn't top out at my age. I know that there's actually someone older than myself who still does this. So so I'm not in it alone, at least. Let's play that one more time. And then we'll play the follow-up, and then we'll break. But so here's what this comment at the very beginning is. The most coveted weapon in this entire little game we're playing is this thing called the Covenant Energy Sword, which gives you this, you know, you can just cut right through a guy, let you kill a guy really easily. And so there's this fierce battle over who has the sword. And if you kill a guy who has the sword, you can take it from him. That's what this first taunt is about. Go ahead and play that.
Faggot. My sword.
See, so he's all...
That's my sword.
He's all miffed that a guy tried to take it from him.
Is that you grunting?
I don't know anything about that. Nah, it's...
Game over.
That's
That kid's like eight.
You freaking faggot, I almost had you. Considering you had the board the whole time,
I'm the best.
Who's the best?
You guys suck.
You suck.
You suck, dude.
You suck.
I'm way better than you.
That guy had the sword the whole time, and he got 25, and we were almost right there on his ass. That's like,
I got the most medals. I'm the best.
You didn't.
I got the most medals.
No, you didn't. You got 13, the other got 18.
I got the most medals, dude. Look at it.
Dude, that guy didn't kill me one time with that sword.
It's fantastic. All right, now this is the second cut here. It's from the following game. And this is after the game has ended. And we're in the little, you know, post-game chat session. And the one guy... Like,
are you talking on any of these?
No. No, that's, no, because if I because if I turn on my headset, it cuts the sound output. You know what I mean? It's like when you plug your headphones into your stereo, it cuts the speakers. So if I plug my headphones in, it actually cuts the sound output that I need to, you know, that I was doing this on. So this is after a game with two rednecks talking about how they could improve their playing. Go ahead.
Myself up with stupid rocket launcher. What the heck were you talking about, Pierce? Plasma pistol and a battle rifle.
Hell yeah.
What, the combination?
Yeah, you get your plasma pistol and charge it up, and you flip it over real quick.
Then you flip it over and you hit the battle rifle.
Battle rifle combination.
Nobody killed me.
All that.
What?
You want me to show how it's done? It went and I'll fight you in just a minute.
All right, there you go. So there's redneck battle advice.
Oh.
You're done going to get your plasma pistol, dang old man. Dang old Halo 2. Let's take a break here, shall we? It's 503-535-9100 or 1-877-535-9100. Around the corner, we've got today's top five. Top five most depressing songs ever recorded. Later on, Jolie will be here with How Chicks Think. Follow-up to yesterday, we'll talk about the perfect date for a man or woman who is a Max listener. Scott Daly from filmfever.org. Talk about the Star Wars trailer. Got some things to give away, et cetera. You stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show, about an hour away from Don and Mike. It's Friday, live from Portland. Don't go anywhere.
So close.
You could reach out and smack him. Rick Emerson, live and local, only on Max 910. Talk radio for guys.
All right, 503-535-9100 or 1-877-535-9100. Thanks for coming along. It is the Rick Emerson Show. It's Friday, Don and Mike at noon. Like the three world famous Phil Hendry Show at 7. Rick, are those sound clips from Xbox going to be number one on today's top five list of most depressing things ever recorded? And then it's signed...
That's the best thing ever.
It's signed, "You suck, I had the sword almost the whole time." All right. Rick, when you're playing Xbox Online, I'm sure that the main insult is some sort of gay put-down. While this may be the main put-down to most of the children who play this, I guess that this isn't the case for you. In fact, it probably geeks you up even more, you Xbox homo. Rick, remember some thoughts are better left in your head. Sid the teacher. By the way, today is a teacher's workshop day, so I need to get back to the drug-laden grope fest in the staff room. Okay, you're the one who signed your name to this, not me. I don't want any of that... That unpleasantness like I had yesterday with the drawing class discussion. 503-535-9100 or 1-877-535-9100. In just a moment, we'll welcome Jolie from Corporate Accounts Payable. Let me do this call first. I'll do this call, and then we'll welcome everybody on here. Scott, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. What's up?
Hey, let me preface this by saying I'm 42. I'm an outdoors guy.
Uh-huh.
I windsurf a lot. But... Every moment I'm on Xbox.
Yeah.
Or not Xbox. I'm on PC playing Halo.
Okay. Well, that's the thing. It's like, this other DJ who shall remain nameless that we were talking to today, he doesn't do Xbox, but he does Counter-Strike on PC. And
yeah, I can't play anything with my thumbs. It doesn't work.
Yeah, no, he's even worse, though, because he's this guy. He's like an admin of his own server. And as soon as a 10-year-old starts to give him any lip, he just bans his IP for life.
Oh, yeah.
Wielding his godlike administrative server power. So I don't feel so bad. See, it's a whole brotherhood of us here, you know? Okay, there you go. Sorry, he's already gone. He's already gone back on the game. Let's welcome from filmfever.org. Our good. Oh, yeah. This is the way you get the male demographic. You play a lot of Duran Duran. Oh, Rick, what a fantastic show it was last night. They were so on. They played for almost 2.5 hours last night.
You know, the more you talk, amazing. The manlier I sound.
Hey, I'm in. It was fantastic. The music was great.
It super?
It was super. Super, thanks for asking. No, it was, I mean, they put on a hell of a show. Ask anybody who was there, and they will say the exact same thing.
I do know.
It was supposed to be in the theater in the clouds, but that wasn't the case. They used the whole auditorium. Practically every seat in the house was full.
The kids still love Duran Duran, I guess.
They
do. To be fair, I do know an astonishing number of people who I would not have expected to be Duran Duran fans who are.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of otherwise manly men who are big Duran Duran fans.
Thank you very much.
I'm not one of those people, but that's fun.
And
this is a beautiful song, though. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
I'll give you that. It's a beautiful song.
Beautiful song.
I remember hearing this in like the mid-90s, I think it was, and not knowing who it was. Another one of those Alphaville moments where I had no idea where they were than what it was. Great song.
Well, before last night, I always thought the song was about a girl leaving him or something, but it's actually a song about a friend of his that died. Okay. A friend of Simon Le Bon, by the way.
Did he tell a tearful story?
It wasn't a tearful story. He just kind of, you know, talked about it a little bit.
Ooh, you're getting all defensive.
It was, I tell you, man. And I got a T-shirt. I would have worn the T-shirt today,
but you can't wear the shirt the day after the concert.
I know, but I'm working today, so I didn't.
You're wearing it. You are wearing a polo shirt that's the cover of a road danger sign.
And it's also unbuttoned with no shirt underneath it with a silver chain.
Seriously.
Intertwined in his chest hair.
Really? That shirt is the color of a road construction cone.
It is very bright.
A mile away, yes.
It looks like you're wearing like a life jacket or something.
We also got a Cooper a T-shirt, and he loves it. So
he's 5 months old or something.
He's not 5 months old. He's almost three.
He loves it.
He does.
Okay.
It was a fantastic show, and I'm so happy they put on a great show. Because last time I saw them, it was like, this is so depressing. Last time I saw them was like in summer of 99. They played the Last Chance Summer Dance.
Aww.
And it was so bad. They had sound problems, and it was so sad. I was so sad for them. But this is before they got all five of the original members back together, and they just rocked it out last night. It was fantastic.
Last Chance Summer Dance.
It was sad. It is sad.
So somebody told a great story about the Last Chance Summer Dance is like some Portland. They even do that anymore?
I don't think so. Do they do it, Julie?
Some package concert where, it was right as Hysteria from Duran Duran was, or from Duran Duran, from Def Leppard was really blowing up, and they had, but the album hadn't quite exploded yet, and so before Hysteria blew up and became the huge gigantic album, they had previously committed to play the Last Chance Summer Dance. So it was like they were the biggest thing on earth, but they had this contracted, and they showed up, and it was like a radio station promotion, and I guess the band was like, so we don't play radio station, we're Def Leppard.
I remember thinking how sad it was that Def Leppard was the Last Chance Summer Dance, but alas, Duran Duran was there too. But they're back, and they kicked ass, and it was a great show, and I'm on cloud nine, it was fantastic.
Moving on.
The inner workings of the female mind revealed. It's time for another edition of How Chicks Think. Max 910. Girls don't like boys, girls like
cars and money. Let's go! Hello, Jolie, how are you today?
Well, I had to get out of bed and come in since my work schedule changed and I'm not supposed to be here on Fridays either.
Wow, Crimea River.
And I'm in dire need of, I know you are not going to understand this, but a manicure and a haircut.
And a candy bar?
Chocolate. No.
And a nice chocolatey candy bar.
Thing's broken. I'm have to look. I can't even bend it because the cord is all.
The microphone's not. The microphone needs to get back in the game.
You want me to show you?
All right. No, it's. I know the microphone's not all flat. I'm sorry.
Limp there.
Sorry.
Is this good enough?
It's good enough for me.
Never mind.
All right. So
before you ask me,
I'm sure that Kyle and Sarah, by the way, share your sympathy about getting up and having to drive to work. I'm sure there are all kinds of sympathetic torture.
Well, they get paid and I don't. So.
All right.
Kyle doesn't.
I'm just gonna say, is that the lie they tell you? No, Kyle and Sarah get paid. Sure, we all get paid here. All right. So we have a follow-up to yesterday. Yesterday, we had a great letter from a woman who we're more or less not identifying. who
told you I should have read it.
She met a guy she's kind of interested in, and the guy identified himself as being a Max 910 listener, and more specifically being a listener to this show. And so then the question was, does that say something good or bad about it? Does that make him better or worse dating material?
That's a fantastic question.
That he is a listener to
this. Were you listening yesterday?
Progress. No, I was working.
We had a whole great response to it. But then the follow-up question, of course, is, so if you decide to go out with somebody who is a Max 910 listener, be they a woman, be they a man, whatever, doesn't matter. What the question then is, what's the next step then? So she says, okay, well, this guy's a Max 910 listener, he's a big Rick Emerson fan, we're going to go on a date. What is the best date to take a Max 910 listener out on? If you are a Max 910 listener, what is your idea of a perfect date?
Well, you know what? I am going to have to say, even though yesterday was just terrible and people were very mean to me, I'm going to have to say we should take some calls on this one because
I don't
have...
To the phones.
We should
listen
go to
you,
the phones.
Punting like a pro.
You know, we'll get some good answers on this one, but I can tell you what I think.
Is this because you haven't prepared anything and so there's just a, let's go to the phones.
I don't have to bring my paper in anymore. It's all up here.
It's like a steel trap up there.
No, but it seems as though we have a lot of artsy people and musicians and artists and...
Drug addicts.
Yeah, whatever.
Thieves.
Junkies.
Felons.
So what I would say for a date would be to go see a band or something.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Or
Duran.
A museum.
A museum.
You know, like, not like a, you know, kind of like one of those.
Like a beer can museum?
Yeah, go look at some Liechtenstein paintings or whatever those are.
Like First Thursdays or something. Something kind of cool, different.
There is free wine on First Thursdays.
You know, First Thursdays where they take you around the little galleries where the little people are.
Like Billy Barty?
I don't know.
Like that guy who played Willow?
The little man from Twin Peaks?
No, not little. Unknown. More unknown. Less unknown. Why are you snapping at me?
I don't have any idea what we're talking about here. So you're suggesting that they take a Max 910 listener to a museum.
Here's the first idea. What is that? The first idea is a Rick Emerson listener party, obviously. That's the first choice.
Yes. That is true. That is true.
Because you're going to have fun, you're going to get drunk, and, you know, who knows what else. And then the second one is a music date, concert.
Like
or
a show, like something like a band or something.
Yeah, band.
All right, okay.
Maybe, preferably like in the park.
How about like Storm Large concert or something?
That's true.
Would be great.
You take a girl to Storm, you will get laid. That's
guaranteed. Or a Clyde night thing.
You take a girl to Clyde, she'll get laid, but it'll be with Clyde. That's the thing. You take a girl to see Clyde, and she'll be going home, and it won't be with you.
Okay, fine. Never mind that.
Where Storm, though, goes opposite with girls. I don't think a lot of girls would probably want to bring their first date to a Storm concert.
Yeah.
Literally, the rest of the night is like, oh, Storm, she's really cool.
Yeah, if you take
you know her? Can I meet her?
If you're a girl and you take a guy to see Storm, yeah, that's, again, that's where he will, he will be having sex, but it probably won't be with you.
Fine. You'll see
Duran
Duran.
He'll be with himself thinking about Storm.
It'll be with Storm alone at home in his head.
Fine.
You may be with him, but you won't be.
All right. Let's do this. Let's see. Full-time listener is John. You're on the Rick Emerson Show. What's up?
Yeah, I think the perfect date is a listener party, like she said, then cheap motel, then rehab together.
Spending that detox together.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right, there you go. By the way, you're listening to KOTK Vancouver, Portland, KSLM, Salem, an intercom station. All right, well, do we have go to the phones music, sir? All right, so Jolie, so you want to go to the phones with us?
Yes, I think we should.
Okay, so the question is this.
I'm going to risk it. No whammy.
Pat, I'm going to press my luck.
Come on, Hawaii.
My God, it's another one of those shows, isn't it? The question is this. What is the perfect date to take a Max 910 listener on? That is the question. And here's the number. It is 503. This is the call to action part. 503-535-9100. 503-535-9100. 1-877-535-9100. And Scott Daly has movie passes for... This goes with the... this goes with the Z100 music we're playing here. We have movie passes for your suggestion. What is the perfect date for a Max 910 listener?
Yeah. The film is Sahara.
The headlines are open at 503-535-9100 or 1-877-535-9100. Let's talk to... I'm only going to bring up my sis bro here. Hold on. All right, there we go.
Okay, so Kyle is busy screening these away. We will take those here in just a moment.
Oh,
so
look at that. They're lighting up.
The folds are lighting
up. People have ideas.
Because we're giving away dirt clots. That really is the key here. So that's the best way to handle this.
I have a great one.
Yes.
Okay. Where's the Heineken Brewery? Isn't it in Amsterdam?
I don't know.
It's Amsterdam.
It is.
Tour brewery.
How cool would that be?
It seems like
you can drink as much beer as they stick in a room, and you can drink as much beer as you possibly can in 20 minutes. I got myself really a cool. towel. I have a bath towel.
But when you say Amsterdam, are you talking about Amsterdam like Sweden
Holland?
Or wherever that is?
Yeah, like where else would I be talking about? Is there another one? Amsterdam, Oregon, I don't know about?
It just seems like if you got somebody who's agreeing to go to Amsterdam with you, you've already passed the point of needing a date to impress them. You know what I mean? All right, well, let's talk to Paul. You're on the Rick Emerson Show. Paul, what's up?
I think a great idea for a date would be an afternoon brunch and then listen to the station in the afternoon around 2 o'clock and just listen to dead air.
You have time to talk.
Seriously. Have time for a nice conversation between correctly aired Don and Mike segments.
Between 2:05 and 2:30.
It's just sad. Just sad. All right, there you go. That's Paul. 503-359-1100. And I kept frantically looking for a phone booth. Because you start to think to yourself, you're like, well, surely someone else in the building must have noticed that the station's just off the air. And then you realize that no one apparently is noticing. And so I called in and this is the curse of technology, by the way, that I finally called the station yesterday. I'm like, you know, Don and Mike have been off the air for like 10 minutes. And like, yeah, the woman at the front says, yeah, we know, but no one can figure out how to fix it. So there isn't just like a volume knob they can turn up. Like there isn't just a button, I guess, they can press to put Don and Mike back on the air. It's become some horrible thing that can't be fixed. So to our good friend Diana Duntet. How are you, sister?
I'm doing okay.
Okay, what do you got?
Okay, for the springtime, you got the Spring Brew Fest.
Oh, excellent.
Anything involving alcohol is good.
Exactly. And for the truly, truly adorable geek types, every November, Oricon.
And Oricon is what again?
Oh, it's a science fiction convention.
There you go. If you say, this goes for the women in the audience, really, if you take to and or tolerate the existence of, you know, you take your guy to to some science fiction convention, that's a guy who will never leave your side again.
Oh, that's true. Look, we love geeks. They are wonderful, wonderful, adorable creatures, and we love every last one of
adorable
them.
Adorable creatures.
Not
like basilopes.
My wife and I, like our third date, she took me to a comic book convention.
Did you dress up?
I didn't dress up.
She put on a pointy ears.
No, I didn't put on pointy ears.
I've seen all the shows where they
dress up. That's where Uncle Owen signed my star.
Uncle Owen. All right, Diana, thank you, I appreciate it. Oh, that's right, you told that story where he was all like a big jerk.
He added his $5 before he signed up.
Where's my $5?
I'll take a check. It's Jeff, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. What's up?
How's it going?
What do you got, brother?
Best date for it, let me see. I won the puppetry of the penis tickets from you, so that went over well.
Now, did you take a woman to that?
I did.
Now, did you score at the end of the evening?
She's my wife, so she scored several ways.
Oh. Was she your wife when you took her to the what? Never mind.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right.
See, I won a Valentine's Day dinner from you, too. Not this year, but the year before. So
are you like some prize pig or something?
Well, I drive around all day. You know, what else do I got to do? Now I'm going to take her to the movies because I know I'm going to get these tickets. So, bam, my dates are covered.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we could help. All right. There you go. That's Jeff. We've got this email. Rick, here's my perfect Max 910 heterosexual listener date. One, we meet after work at Lantasy, which is apparently some computer gaming place, and we play head-to-head Counter-Strike 2 for a couple of hours.
Is that Aaron, Geek in the City?
No, it's really not, I swear. Number two, after some romantic smackdowns and good-natured banter, we go out for some serious drinking, someplace where there's loud music. We head to her place. Number three, we head to her place and make sweet, sweet love.
Because you don't have your own.
Number... because my mom and dad are home at my place. Because my place is covered with Boba Fett silk screens. Oh. Number four, I wake up in the morning and instead of talking to me, she says, hey, let yourself out and call me Friday. We'll do it again. Number five, I don't have to call her until the next Friday and we do it all over again. That's from Tony. All right. Well, thank you, Jolie. Would you like to... we've got more of these coming in, but I feel that they're all... Well, we've got this. Well, if they're both Max 910 listeners, a first date is pretty simple. First, grab some coffee at a local coffee shop. Then a little jaunt down to the ever awesome ground control for some Tempest playing. After you let her win the high score, follow the information provided by the lovely Sarah Dillon to watch a local band while tossing back some cocktails. Recap, coffee, let girl win, music, drinks, in like Flynn. So,
that's pretty accurate.
Would you agree with that, Jolie?
I guess, yeah.
Okay.
Fine with me.
Here's what we're going to do.
All right, well, thanks.
We're going to break. We've got the top five most depressing songs ever recorded. And then we've got some movie stuff. So, Jolie, are you going to be staying for the since you drove here? Or are you going to be
Yes, I will be here.
Okay, well, you can hang on. We'll be back with the top five of this. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Don't go anywhere.
We figure out women so you don't have to. Send your questions to How Chicks Think at RickEmerson.com. Max 910.